Yeah, okay, that's a great question. I should have had time. So yes, we see with Johnson winning here, real fear of Goldwater. When Johnson comes in with a huge congressional majority, it's also a major gain in the House and the Senate for the Democrats. And also with the assassination of John F. Kennedy having been fairly recent, the Democrats are really able to push through what is now a very liberal social agenda, or at least for the time. So we have the Voting Rights Act and a number of other crucial civil rights legislation. But then there's a bit of a backlash that comes in. After that happens, there's a big spate of urban rioting. Watts in Los Angeles, and a lot of other places, there's racial tension and racial animosity. And a lot of people then sort of had concluded that we had gone too far on this issue. Crime was really building rapidly, which had a lot to do with it. And then there was the disaster of the Vietnam War. There were economic problems as well. Johnson was trying to push everything at once. This very expensive war in Southeast Asia, these very expensive social programs. That led to inflation ticking up. It led to this sort of the beginning of the end of the great boom period of the 1950s and early 1960s. Richard Nixon in '68 runs on a very strong law and order program that helps.